This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is telling European leaders he wants a new Brexit deal for Britain to divorce itself from the European Union. Johnson told the French President Emmanuel Macron he had been powerfully encouraged by talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Wednesday.
I was powerfully encouraged by our conversations last night in Berlin with our mutual friends, and I know that with energy and with creativity and application, we can find a way forward for all our businesses and our citizens.
Macron warned him Thursday that any revised pact cannot stray far from the accord already rejected by the British Parliament. The United States and the Afghan Taliban have resumed peace talks in Qatar to try to conclude an agreement that would put an end to the longest U.S. overseas military intervention. The crucial ninth round of talks in the year-long dialogue process got underway Thursday afternoon in the Qatari capital of Doha. None of the thousands of Rohingya Muslims living in crowded refugee camps in Bangladesh turned up for a planned repatriation to Myanmar on Thursday. The AP reports they are demanding they first be guaranteed safety and citizenship. More than 700,000 Rohingya fled across the border to Bangladesh after Myanmar's military began a harsh counterinsurgency campaign against them 2 years ago. Iranian state media said the government showcased a domestically built, long-range, mobile surface-to-air missile system on Thursday. The system's unveiling came on Iran's National Defense Industry Day and at a time during rising tensions between Iran and the U.S. This is VOA News. The controversy over President Donald Trump's abruptly postponing his trip to Copenhagen continues. He criticized Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, calling her nasty and inappropriate. The Danish leader had rebuffed Trump's overture to buy Greenland. As White House correspondent Patsy Wiedekuswara reports, Danish and Greenland residents are shocked.
The trip to Copenhagen had been planned for months, and the cancellation is seen as a snub to Denmark's head of state, Queen Margaret II, who had extended the invitation. Danes reacted with bewilderment.
We don't own Greenland, and it's absurd that he thinks that he can buy another country.
As did the people of Greenland.
He could buy anything, I guess, or this is what he thinks he can, but you can't. Sorry. I mean, it's the people, it's the country, it's a culture.
Patsy Wiedekuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Speaking to his Danish counterpart by phone Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo expressed his appreciation to Denmark as a U.S. ally. The Norwegian-flagged Ocean Viking, carrying 356 migrants, mainly from Sudan, has been stranded at sea awaiting port access for nearly 2 weeks. Sabina Castelfranco has more for VOA on what risks becoming the latest migrant standoff with Italy.
After 13 days at sea, the plight of the migrants on board the NGO rescue ship Ocean Viking remains unclear. France has said it is prepared to take 40 of the 356 migrants. Charity officials say the migrants are increasingly concerned about what will happen to them and fearful they may be returned to Libya. But Paris also has said the principle of sailing to the nearest port is solid. Malta already has denied access to its port, and Italy has not responded to the requests made by the NGO ship. Italy, which at present is focused on resolving a political crisis, has been taking a hard line with its closed ports policy implemented by far-right Interior Minister Matteo Salvini. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Meanwhile, the Italian government said earlier this week it could hold another humanitarian ship for 2 weeks to conduct an investigation after it was allowed to land with 80 migrants. The Open Arms pulled into the Italian port of Lampedusa Tuesday following a three-week standoff during which the Italian government refused safe harbor. A Spanish Navy frigate will now escort the Open Arms boat back from Italy with a token number of 10 refugees Spain has agreed to take in. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.